D.C.'s first and oldest synagogue has been rolled down the road to make way for a new development. The modest brick building, which is now in a new spot, has a long and eclectic history in the city. WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela Lafrac tells us more.
Picture this, a nearly 150-year-old, 270-ton synagogue crawling down a D.C. street. No, it wasn't an act of God. Yesterday, the building was hoisted onto a truck bed and moved a block to 3rd and F Streets Northwest. Before the move started, a local rabbi recited a traveler's prayer in Hebrew. The building was reinforced with steel beams, mounted onto more than 60 wheels and rolled down the street at a turtle's pace, 1 mile per hour. It's changing locations to make way for a new set of mixed-use buildings called Capitol Crossing. The synagogue will then be repurposed into the Capitol Jewish Museum. The museum's executive director, Kara Blonde, watched the building move.
How does that make you feel? Are you nervous?
Of course I'm nervous, but it's exciting. This is really the first step for us in a process of building a new Jewish museum for the nation's capital.
The new museum will explore the history of Jewish life in Washington. It'll have artifacts like one of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's lace collars. There will also be an exhibit on the synagogue itself. It was built in 1876. President Ulysses S. Grant was at its dedication.
And it was the first synagogue built in Washington. It was home to the Addis Israel congregation. And for the first 30 years of its life, it was this remarkable little community.
Then the congregation moved on to a bigger space, and the building was put up for sale. Blonde said it switched ownership many times over the next six decades.
It became a deli and a barbershop and a barbecue restaurant and a bicycle store. It really kind of melted into the fabric, the urban fabric of Washington.
In the 1960s, the city decided to build a new headquarters for Metro, where the synagogue stood. The Jewish community rallied to get the building historic landmark status, and a couple named Lillian and Albert Small paid to have it moved three blocks in 1969. Their daughter, Carolyn, was there to watch.
It was hot. That's what I remember.
She's 91 now and came out to watch it move again yesterday.
It was exciting, just like this is. Isn't that fabulous to see it move like that?
After its first move, the building served as the headquarters of a small Jewish museum. Then, in 2016, the Capitol Crossing project came along. The synagogue was moved 60 feet and then left on wheels for more than 2 years. Its journey finally came to an end yesterday. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton came out to watch.
And I've come to say to those of you who keep moving our synagogue around, you can keep moving it all you want to, but you're never going to move it out of the District of Columbia. And for God's sake, the third move, this has got to be the last move. We insist that this be its permanent home.
Nearby, people listened to klezmer music and looked at renderings of the future museum. Despite all the struggles of relocating a historic building, there is one upside to this final move. The synagogue now faces east again, towards Jerusalem, in line with Jewish tradition. For WAMU, I'm Michaela Lafrac.